In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Albert Bridge, Monday, 4th of February. Night.
Don't you just push the button and then you're off?
I'm telling you, Josh's dad has one like this.
You need the bloody fob to start it.
Well, it's not in there. I'll push it again.
Like that's gonna work.
You've got a better idea.
Can we get a registration check on a vehicle, please?
Over. You the owner of this vehicle?
Yes. No.
It's my father's. Do you mind stepping out of the vehicle for me? You too.
Can you confirm vehicle owner?
Vehicle is registered to a Charlotte Lee.
Oh, that's your dad's name, is it? No, didn't think so.
Didn't do anything wrong. We were just looking after it for her. She went to get some petrol.
Leaving her purse behind.
DS Sam Casey to DS Ronnie Brooks.
Charlotte Lee, 40. DVLA gave an address in Richmond.
Spoke to the husband. Bit frantic. Says he's got no idea where she is. Never gone missing before.
What about those two?
I don't reckon they found it unlocked and tried to start it. It's a keyless ignition. The fob's got to be in the car.
Yeah. And all the time it was sitting in a purse no more than 2 feet away. Why don't we check either end of the bridge, CCTV, see if she went for a walk with anyone? Or
what?
Well, mate, look, it's a cold night. My coat is still in the car. She's dropped her purse there.
Ronnie looks over the side of the bridge briefly, and Sam does likewise.
Maybe she went for a dip.
London under a dawn sky. Law. Bradley Walsh is craggy-faced DS Ronnie Brooks. Paul Nichols is ruggedly handsome DS Sam Casey. Patterson Joseph is athletic DI Wes Layton. Order. Dominic Rowan is suave, dark-haired SCP Jacob Thorne. Georgia Taylor is blonde Kate Barker. And Peter Davison is middle-aged Henry Sharp. Law and Order UK. This episode, Fatherly Love. Lee Home, Richmond, Monday the 4th of February.
Someone must have seen her. You got people looking for her, right?
Yeah, we have, but there's no sightings yet. When did you last see your wife?
This morning, before I went to work.
And you didn't see her at all this evening?
No. I went for a pint after I left site.
What do you do?
I'm a painter-decorator.
What time did you get home from the pub?
It'd be after midnight, I'd say.
You didn't think it was strange that your wife wasn't here when you got home?
She works late the odd time. I just feared she was still at the office.
Where's that?
Over in Clapham. Charlie's a property developer. She throws work my way doing the places up.
Sam paces and ponders.
Sean, was everything all right at work? No money worries, any problems?
Yeah, fine.
She wasn't anxious or depressed?
Sean knits his brow.
Something. I don't think she killed herself. No. She wouldn't.
Listen, mate, has anything like this ever happened before? Anything abnormal?
Sean considers, his shoulders sag and he stares down.
There was once, before my time, when she was still with Holly's dad. She took an overdose.
When was that?
That was years ago. She's fine now.
Ronnie questions Holly in the kitchen.
I was at a concert at school.
And what time did you get back home?
I think it was about 9:30.
And was your mum here?
Holly nods and looks anxious.
Where is mum?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, Holly.
Well, I could help. I could go out looking for her.
I think your mum would want you here when she got back home, don't you? Did your mum mention to you about going out or maybe going to meet someone?
No, nothing. I don't know. What's happened to her? Mummy's going to come back, isn't she?
Okay.
Well,
that's enough.
Sean goes to Holly.
It's okay.
We've had patrols and Thames out all night looking for her. Contacted the hospitals, nothing yet.
No note?
Well, no.
Maybe she wasn't planning on leaving. She's a property developer. There's plenty of money involved.
Don't tell me we're dealing with a kidnapping.
Well, there's no evidence of that. We've had no card activity since yesterday morning and no ransom notes.
That we know of. I mean, it could be that the husband didn't want to tell us.
She's attempted suicide once before, right?
Yeah.
Let me find her car abandoned on Albert Bridge. Any joy from the CCTV?
Nope. There's no cameras on the bridge.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, look, why don't we just ask around her close friends, eh? See what we can find out about Charlotte Lee.
Home of Sarah Hayes, Fulham, Tuesday, 5th of February.
I saw Charlotte last week. She was planning a trip to France in the summer. She already booked the house. She wasn't planning on killing herself.
A couple of years ago, she took an overdose.
Charlotte was on a course of painkillers. She was under a lot of stress. She double-dosed by accident.
Sam smiles doubtfully.
Jess?
A teenage girl enters.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
How was school?
Fine.
Darling, these are the police.
Hello.
Hi.
Did you get my text about Charlotte?
Yeah. Everyone was talking about it.
Have you spoken to her?
No, she wasn't in.
Sarah nods uneasily.
Can I go? I've got a ton of revision.
Yeah, of course.
Did Charlotte mention anything? Any problems lately?
You've spoken to her ex?
No, we haven't.
Richard McGrath. To say he's a drunken, violent pig would be unfair to pigs.
He hit her?
That's why she was on the painkillers. That bastard fractured her jaw. It was only for Holly's sake that she finally had the courage to leave him.
Did she know that he was violent?
Yeah, she knew.
And does Holly still see her father?
She started seeing him without telling Charlotte. I had to pick her up from there once.
Where was that?
He's got a flat in Battersea. You know, near the bridge?
Home of Richard McGrath.
When was the last time you saw your ex-wife, Mr. McGrath?
Last weekend. I'd been a good boy, and she'd granted me permission to see my own daughter for an hour, supervised.
Don't exactly sound happy about that situation.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
How would you feel? Happy?
And you haven't seen or spoken to your ex-wife since?
We spoke last night. Holly wasn't answering her phone, so she called me in a panic, as usual, accusing me, assuming she was here.
Was she?
No. She said she was at a school concert and I believed her.
What time did you receive that call?
He checks his mobile.
8:27.
And where were you the rest of the night?
Gatwick Airport. Cab picked me up at 9. I've got a job on site in Edinburgh. I had to meet the contractor first thing.
And what is it you do for a living? You painter and decorator as well?
No, I'm an architect. That's how Charlotte and I met. She bought the properties, I did the schemes. Until we split up, and then she turfed me out.
Lee and Cohen Properties.
He was pretty useless even when he worked here, to be honest.
And since then?
Complete and utter nightmare.
How so?
Always barging in here unannounced. Please.
She invites them to sit down.
I begged her to get a restraining order. She was always too afraid of his reaction, though.
Has he been here recently?
Last week, Charlotte had been trying to help him seek treatment as a condition of access to Holly. The cleaner he got, the more he could see her. Look, I hope I'm wrong, but it really wouldn't surprise me if he had something to do with this, especially since the arrest.
The arrest?
He was arrested for assault, like, just a few weeks ago. Aren't you guys supposed to know stuff like that already?
Yes, we are.
Please, hurry, please.
It's okay, Charlotte. Please. It's been dispatched and it's on its way to you. It'll be with you in 5 minutes. Just stay with me.
Give me the phone.
Richard, no!
Charlotte?
And that's where it ends.
Thankfully. So, look, at least we've got it now, though, eh?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Human error. Won't happen again.
Don't worry, Ange. It's all good things.
She refused to make a statement.
Yeah, frightened of making him worse, apparently.
Right, Ange, what were McGrath's movements the night Charlotte Lee disappeared, please?
She called him at 8:27 p.m. Call lasted for 8 minutes.
Okay.
Then a car picked him up for the airport at 9, and we have him on a flight to Edinburgh that evening.
Okay, well, that's enough time.
For what?
Well, she called him, looking for their daughter.
She gets there, he's drunk, they argue.
He hits her too hard.
Dumps her body. Makes it look like suicide, all within 25 minutes. Lads, that is too tight. Just because he's got a drink problem, Wes, does not make him a murderer.
No, I agree with that, but come on, you have what I just heard. It's worth checking.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. We haven't got a body.
We have now.
Beside the Thames.
I'm getting too old for this.
Come on. It's better than being stuck indoors all the time. It's like the old days, eh, Ronnie?
Wes, Ronnie and Sam walk along the shingly shore to where a female body is lying. Ronnie compares the sodden, limp woman with a photo.
Well, Ange was right about something. We've definitely got ourselves a body.
Cause of death, acute intracerebral hemorrhage, compound fracture of the occipital bone.
So whack on the back of the head to me and you.
Jumping off the bridge.
Unlikely. If she'd hit her head on the way down, given the speed of the impact, I wouldn't expect there to be much skull left.
Nice.
I've examined the lungs, there's no distension, and the airways are clear.
Meaning?
She didn't drown. She was dead before she hit the water.
MIU HQ.
I've told you. She was screaming at me down the phone, accusing me of having Holly there without her permission. All her usual paranoid bullshit.
So is that why you assaulted her? Early this month?
She virtually had me pissing in a cup before I could see my own daughter. I snapped, okay? I lost my temper.
Did you lose your temper the other night? You know, when she came round.
Very funny. She never came round. She wouldn't have been welcome if she did. She hasn't ever set foot inside my place, but you know that already, don't you? Forensics have been all over it.
She's taken away your job, your home, your daughter, basically your whole life. So, Mr. McGrath, you must be pretty bitter, I guess.
Yeah, of course I'm bitter. So are plenty of divorced fathers.
Well, you can see how this looks. You have a drink problem that's completely out of control, a history of violence. With your wife gone, you would have sole custody of your daughter.
Yeah. A daughter whose mother's dead, how's that for a parenting strategy?
Thames Embankment, February the 6th.
We pulled the body out over there. It's on the map, that's Hammersmith Bridge. And you think she went in at Albert Bridge?
Well, that's where our car was found, yeah.
It'd be unusual for a body to travel upstream at that time.
But not impossible?
Well, no. Most likely, she was dumped to the west. Q, Richmond, maybe?
And who do we know who lives in Richmond?
Yeah, Sean, Holly and Charlotte. You know what, Sam? Wes might not like it, but I think I'm right. No way would McGrath have enough time to kill Charlotte Lee at his place in Battersea, then drive the body in her car over to Richmond, dump the car at the Albert Bridge, get back to his place in Battersea to pick up a cab for 9 o'clock to get him to the airport.
Not within half an hour, no.
And yet Charlotte Lee went into the river 2 minutes from her own home. So, who helped her off that bridge?
Lee home.
You see, you were at a school concert, and did your mum drop you off there?
No, Kim drove me.
Kim?
My nanny.
Right. You have a nanny?
Charlotte liked her to be here after school, so Holly wasn't alone.
So did Kim pick you up and bring you back?
No, I wasn't feeling well, so I left early. I got the bus back.
So you didn't phone your mum to be picked up then? What about your dad? Did you speak to him?
No.
Or what about your stepfather, Sean?
No, I didn't speak to anyone.
Do we have to do this now?
I know this is difficult. It's just that Sean told us that when he got home at around midnight, your mum wasn't here. So you have to understand, as far as we're concerned, you were probably the last person to see your mum alive.
Holly stares down and weeps. Sarah's with her.
Holly?
I didn't actually see her.
I'm sorry, I don't follow you.
I didn't see her.
What, she wasn't here?
I don't know. The lights were on. I thought she was.
So when you came in, you didn't call out to her hello or pop your head in the room to see if she was about?
She shakes her head.
And why didn't you do that? Was that because of your dad?
Holly nods.
We'd had this massive fight before I went out. I couldn't cope with part two when I got back. She said she hated him, so I said I wish she was dead. Why did I say that?
Waterloo.
How long have you been with the family, Kim?
About 3 years. It was just as Richard and Charlotte were breaking up. Got pretty ugly at times.
What about the new husband, Sean? Any ugly moments with him recently?
Well, just like any other couple, you know? Nothing major, but they argued sometimes, yeah.
What about?
I'm not sure whether I should say this. It feels a bit wrong, but Charlotte could be quite hard work. She treated him a bit like an employee, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She even gave him an allowance. I honestly don't know what he was doing with her. He could have done so much better.
Well, Kim, the night Charlotte was killed, Holly said that you dropped her at the school concert, that's right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But you didn't stay, no?
No. Holly was getting a lift back with her friend Jess. Charlotte said I could go home.
Well, Sean said that when he got back, Holly was on her own. Considering how protective Charlotte is, seems a bit odd, don't you think?
It's kind of weird, yeah. Charlotte would never leave her at home alone. But if Sean said that's what happened, then it must be. Mm. Look, I really have to go. I'm already late.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
She wheels her bike away.
Looks like the pretty nanny's got a crush on the handsome husband.
Yeah. Bloke's like catnip as well, isn't he? I wonder what his alibi's like. What do you reckon?
Well, before he went to the pub, he said he was working overtime with a...
Looking at notes.
Eddie Markham.
I don't want no trouble, like... my uncle Sean's a good fella. Lets me crash here till I find my own place.
This is Sean's flat?
It is, yeah. He's letting me stay here for nothing as well.
That's decent of him.
They enter and look about.
Does Sean pop by often?
He keeps his painting stuff here, out in the yard.
Does he,
A pair of knickers.
Does he keep anything else here? Or is yours?
Oh, man. That's nothing to do with me at all.
No?
So what's the story, Eddie? Meet a lot of bored housewives in this trade, do you?
Not me.
But Sean takes advantage.
Oh, come on, lads. All right, he's my uncle, yeah? He's doing me a favour here.
Well, we could always continue this conversation down the station.
We'll even ring your boss, tell him you're going to be late.
No, okay, right. That's nothing bad, like... But yeah, sometimes... Sean gives me the nod and... I have to make myself scarce, you get me?
Who says romance is dead, eh?
Who's the latest?
Well, I don't know her name. Last week, I seen this lass heading in here when I was pulling up.
What's she look like?
You know, that cute. Long brown hair. Quite young.
Sean said you were working all evening Tuesday together, is that right?
Yeah, we were meant to be, but after a bit, Sean got a call. Said he had to go.
Did he say where?
No. Just said it was personal.
Sam hands Ronnie food as he gets in their car.
Yeah, mate.
Lovely. Cheers. Sean Hart told us he went to the pub after work, right?
Yeah, Quinn's.
Well, he lied about working late, so why don't we see if he lied to us about going to the pub and all?
Quinn's pub.
Sean's a regular here.
So he was definitely in here that night?
Came in just before the bell.
How did he seem?
All right, I suppose. Sat at the bar, had a couple of whiskies. Maybe he was hiding from the wife, you know? I didn't ask.
What time did he leave?
About midnight, I'd say. I was locked up by then. I let him out the back. He was parked out there. Said he had some stuff for the bins.
What stuff?
From work, I imagine.
Would you mind if we take a look?
Help yourself.
Sir.
But the bins were empty this morning.
Sam and Ronnie follow Wes into his office.
Whatever it was, it is now long gone. It's a landfill site in Essex.
You know what I wish, Ron?
What?
I wish I had the resources to go searching landfill, but...
Don't tell me your hands are tied.
Yeah, welcome to my world. I've already got the ex-husband making an official complaint. I don't need the current one doing the same thing.
Gov, we could have a potential lead here with this husband.
Sam, with respect, what you've got is some guy who may or may not have put something in a bin. It's not enough.
And genters.
Sorry. Forensics are in from the Lee House.
Pathology lab, February 7th.
Someone had a real go at cleaning up here, but we found a faint patch of blood on the rug near the kitchen. Again here, an attempted clean-up, but we found traces of blood protein all around the kitchen area, on the grouting, on the base of the tap, and in the trap of the sink.
Recent?
Difficult to say exactly, but we know who it belongs to.
Charlotte Lee?
Yes.
Right. Well, let's see if her husband can explain what it's doing there.
I may have played around, but he did not kill my wife. That's pure madness, and you know it. Otherwise, you'd have arrested me already.
What did you dump in the bins outside the pub?
Just some old dust sheets. I cleared it with Jed. Are you getting me for fly tipping?
But we know you lied about working late. Your nephew said you left him to it, so where'd you go?
Sean looks uneasy.
I was on another job, a bit of private work. I didn't want the contractor taking his cut. Look, I tried to pull a fast one there. I hold my hands up to that. I didn't tell Eddie, God bless him, because he'd only let it slip. You've seen what he's like.
We have. He likes to talk. Told us about the girl he saw going into your flat last week.
Yeah. Was that a bit extra on the side too?
Daylight filters through the interrogation room barred windows. Sean contemplates, then looks ashamed.
It was Holly. Something you need to know about that girl.
Really? What's that?
She's made life very difficult. Didn't want her to come to this.
Sean raises his eyes to look at Sam and Ronnie.
She's obsessed with me. The poor girl reckons she's in love.
You still haven't found out who killed Mum. He's still out there.
It's okay, Holly. No one's going to hurt you. We're getting closer.
Is that why you're talking to Sean? Do you think he's got something to do with it?
Sean lied to us. Sean was lying to your mother. He was, he was cheating on her.
Two-faced bastard.
Dad, don't, please.
Holly, did Sean ever threaten you at all?
Holly shakes her head, then looks down and fights back tears.
What is it, Holly? You scared of him?
She quickly wipes away tears.
Holly?
You said that you'd left the school concert early and then went straight home, is that right?
Yeah, I went home to get changed out my uniform.
Then what happened?
I didn't want to stay at home. I went round to yours, but you weren't there. I let myself in, sorry.
It's all right. You know you're always welcome. Why didn't you call me?
She shrugs and looks down as she weeps.
Holly, did anyone else see you at your dad's house?
I don't think so. I just watched TV for a few hours.
And why didn't you want to go back to your own home?
Mum was out working late and...
Ronnie studies her as he listens intently.
I thought Sean might come back.
Brow furrowed, Ronnie considers and nods.
Okay, and...
I was scared to be on my own with him. He's been coming on to me. I didn't let him. But please tell me not to say anything, Dad. I'm sorry.
So, she's accusing him of grooming her, and he's saying she was obsessed with him. Either way, Mum ends up in the Thames.
Yeah.
Arrest them both on suspicion of murder and see whose story cracks first.
What, you really think she's capable of killing her own mother over a man?
Well, what we have suggests that Charlotte Lee was killed in a kitchen.
But there's nothing hard to link either of them to the murder.
Oh, I hate to say it, but the girl's alibi is not the strongest I've heard, that's for sure.
And she matches the description of the girl seen going into Hart's flat.
Well, that could be anyone. He's admitted to being a ladies' man, so...
Have you been to her school? Spoken to her mates?
Not yet.
Well, you should. Girls talk.
Newfield High School.
Can you tell us anything about Holly before this?
She came through a difficult time when her parents divorced. Holly's a bright young thing, though I've noticed her marks are not what they were, which is a cause for concern.
I can imagine. But the night of the concert, Mr. Crossley?
The girls performed a recital, several pieces I'd had written myself.
Crossley shows them photos.
Can we keep these, please?
Of course. It actually went rather well.
And Holly, did she play a part in the concert herself?
She plays the flute.
But she left early, yeah?
Yes. When I went to collect her for her solo, Jess informed me the young girl had been taken unwell, so I had to carry on without her, sadly.
You say Jess, was that Jess Hayes?
Crossley nods.
It wasn't a lie. She was in the toilets and she did leave early.
Sitting in Crossley's grand study, Ronnie looks expectant. Jess turns to Sarah.
I don't want her to get into trouble.
Darling, just tell the truth.
It's okay.
Have you spoken to Holly about that night?
No, but I tried to. She wasn't answering her phone.
She never said where she was going?
Not to me. Home, I assumed.
Do
Didn't mention to you about meeting anyone, maybe a boyfriend?
No, boyfriends were strictly off limits. As far as her mum was concerned.
Why is that?
Some boy liked one of Holly's profile pictures once. Her mum went round to his parents' house and... totally freaked. That was pretty typical.
Jess,
what is the truth?
And how was Holly, Jess? Her reaction to her mum going round to the boy's house regarding the photographs, was she angry?
No, she was scared of her. I used to tell her she ought to stick up for herself.
You say you used to?
She got defensive. Told me to mind my own business.
Leaving the school.
On the night, Polly left here wearing her school uniform.
Yeah, but Francis took it in already. It's clean.
But maybe she had another one. See, when my girls were at school, they always had a spare uniform. We need to sweep that house again, just in case we miss something first time around.
A school jumper's examined.
I mean, someone should have their knuckles wrapped for missing this.
You reckon? That was found in a carrier bag under a bed.
There's blood all over it.
Is it a match for the victims?
Yes.
Now, given what her mate said about how she felt about her own mother, she sounds like a ticking bomb.
Nah, look, that just doesn't feel right, Sam.
Why? They were competing for the same man.
She just couldn't have done it on her own.
It's okay, I'm dealing with it. It's under control.
Outside Sean's flat.
Listen, I'm gonna have to go. I'll see you later.
I'm afraid you won't. Unless there's a solicitor. You're under arrest.
Holly and her dad are leaving school when Ronnie and Sam walk up to them.
Holly Lee?
What now?
I'm arresting your suspicion of the murder of Charlotte Lee.
What?
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not
mention one question.
Something which you later rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
They
do you understand everything I've said so far? Excuse me, sir. Do you understand everything I've said so far?
Yes.
Okay. Officer, it's going to be fine. Don't worry.
Crown Prosecution Service, Friday the 8th of February. Jake and Kate watch a tape of Holly.
Why won't you believe me?
Kate switches off the interview.
She's pretty convincing. Jury might think so too.
And when they hear she was infatuated with her mother's husband.
Yeah, on his say-so. Defence will say that we should be sympathising with this girl. She's the victim in all this.
How?
A terrified schoolgirl, groomed and abused by her stepfather.
With her mother's blood splattered across her school jumper.
So?
So, it suggests she was there.
Her jumper was there. And she did say she got changed before she went to her dad's.
He's dressing up as a schoolgirl too now, is he?
He must have helped her.
There isn't enough evidence to support that. I won't enjoy putting away a 16-year-old girl, but if the jury decides she's guilty, then we'll have done our job properly.
Ronnie's been in touch. Sean Hart is ready to talk. He's admitting to assisting, but not murder.
Jake and Kate watch Sean on a screen.
Holly's very immature for her age. Like I told you before, she has this insane schoolgirl crush.
He's selling her out.
I thought if he just ignored it, it would go away, but she was getting out of control. I tried to let her down gently, but she took the rejection hard, screaming at me, threatening to tell Charlotte I'd abused her. She was so angry.
Sean's brief is with him.
I had no choice but to tell Charlotte myself after I left the site while Holly was still out.
Okay, and how did Charlotte react?
How do you think? She was devastated. Then Holly came home early in the middle of it and things really kicked off. Screaming at each other, all sorts been said about the ex and that. I thought it's best just to get out.
So you left?
Well, I had to.
Ronnie peers over his reading specs.
I went back to work. I couldn't face going home, so I went down to the pub after to drown my sorrows. And when I got back...
Sean pauses emotionally.
Sorry. It's okay. Take your time.
Sean sips water.
So, you got back home? What happened?
Holly was in the room, sobbing. I don't think she meant to kill her.
You said that whilst this fight was happening at the house, you were moonlighting on another job at 88 Welford Road, yeah?
That's right.
Any witnesses?
Sean shares an uneasy look with his female brief.
There was someone there who can prove I'm telling you the truth. I didn't want to drag her into it.
Her?
Sean bows his head.
Mr. Hart.
Sean finally raises his head and looks at Ronnie with a resigned expression.
Jess.
I think he's hanging Holly out to dry.
But her best friend's providing an alibi for him.
Putting Jess on the stand will show it's not in Sean's character to do something like this, whereas Holly had a turbulent relationship with her mother, no alibi to speak of, and forensic evidence pointing directly to her. I'm not saying I like it, Ronnie, but we proceed with charging him with assisting an offender and Holly with murder. Would you say that your friend had a good relationship with her mother?
Trial day one.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they argued sometimes, like anyone does.
Do you know what these arguments were about?
She'd get pretty angry with how controlling she was. She was checking her phone and stuff. She was obsessed with knowing if she had a boyfriend.
Did Holly have a boyfriend?
Not that I know of, no.
What was the relationship between Holly and Mr. Hart like?
Good, as far as I knew. Until all this happened.
On the night Charlotte Lee died, what did you do after the concert at school?
I went to see Sean.
Why was that?
Jess glances at Holly.
Miss Hayes, why did you meet with Mr. Hart that evening?
It was about my mum and dad.
In what way?
Well, since they, separated, I just missed having my dad around.
Was there a reason you didn't mention this to the police earlier?
I didn't want my mum to know.
Would you say you're a father figure to Holly?
I loved her like she was my own daughter, since her own father left her.
You say she became fixated. How did this manifest itself?
It started with love notes and that, you know, left in my jacket pocket.
Ronnie enters.
I laughed it off. I thought it was just a schoolgirl crush thing. It'd pass.
And did it pass?
No, it got worse.
On the evening your wife was killed, you told her about Holly's behaviour?
Yeah, I had to.
And how did she react?
Well, she was upset, as you might imagine. Then Holly arrived home and it just exploded.
What happened then?
Well, with the two of them screaming at each other, I had to get out of there. I thought telling Charlotte would help resolve it. I never imagined it would end in such tragedy.
And when you arrived home later that evening, where was your wife?
I found Charlotte lying on the kitchen floor.
Sarah leans over to Jess.
You okay?
And where was Holly?
I found her in a room. She was shaking.
What did you say to her?
I asked her what had happened. She just kept saying, I didn't mean to.
No!
I'm sorry.
Direct your answers to the jury, please, Mr. Hart.
Holly's incredulous and weeping.
She said they fought. She pushed her mother. She fell back, hit her head.
Why didn't you call 999?
I tried to. Holly started screaming at me. She said if I didn't help her, she'd say I did it.
Did you help dispose of the body in the River Thames and try to make it look like suicide?
Yes. I did. I panicked. I thought all this was my fault. If I hadn't said anything.
He glances at Holly, who stares out at him from the dock tearfully and with a look of disbelief.
That is all. Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Crown v. Lee, trial day 7, April 16th. Holly gives evidence.
It started with little things. He'd, sit too close to me on the sofa or walk in when I was getting changed accidentally. Then he started giving me what he called his daddy bear cuddles. Even when I told him it made me feel uncomfortable, he'd always
find a way to get me on my own.
And why didn't you tell anyone?
I don't know, I guess I just thought that if I ignored it, he'd get bored and leave me alone.
And did he?
She shakes her head.
He tried to give me money. He said I should go and buy some underwear that my mum wouldn't approve of now that I was getting all grown up.
Sarah and Jess looked down.
He kept making jokes about me turning 16. It made me feel sick.
McGrath fumes.
When you rejected Mr. Hart, what was his response?
Angry. He said that if I didn't want to be his special girl, then he'd find someone who did.
Jess, looking upset, hurriedly gets up. Sean watches her as she leaves. Ronnie looks pensive, then also gets up.
On the night in question, you were performing in a school concert while your mother was working late.
Yeah, I had to leave earlier.
Where did you go?
I went home to get changed. I didn't want to stay there, so I went over to my dad's. I forgot he was away on business. So I just sat in his flat, so I could face going home.
And what happened when you arrived home?
It was quiet. The lights were on, so I assumed Mum was back. I didn't want to see anyone, so I just went straight upstairs.
When did you hear that your mother was missing?
The police arrived. About one, I think. Sean woke me and told me.
Sean stares at her intently as she stands in the witness box, head bowed.
I keep thinking that I was going to wake up. Mum will be there and she'll give me a hug and tell me it's going to be okay. All this will be over, just like a nightmare. Why is he doing this? I don't understand.
Sean, in his 30s with a stubbly beard, wears a deadpan expression. Outside the court, Ronnie, carrying his raincoat over one arm, walks past huge stone pillars and across the black and white marble floor to a glum-looking Jess.
Everything all right?
She moves away, texting as she walks.
Signal's rubbish here, eh?
She continues texting.
Must be hard for you, Jess. Seeing what this is doing to Holly, you being such good friends.
She stops to look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harder for her, of course, losing her mum. And now looking like she's going to prison for it.
Prison?
Well, young offenders institution for the first year or so. Bit of solitary. Not very nice, I have to admit. Nasty. But on her 18th birthday, she'll get to go to an adult prison, so...
But she's going to get off, isn't she?
Not unless you can help.
He smiles and cocks an eyebrow. Jess lowers her head.
See, this is very serious, Jess. You know that, don't you?
She studies her mobile.
The rest of your friend's life's at stake here. So if there's anything else you can remember about that night, anything at all.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do. I saw your reaction in the court. You know that Holly's telling the truth, don't you?
She shakes her head and stares down.
Because you've heard those lines from Sean yourself before, haven't you? Jess, whatever he's promised you, you've now seen what he's really capable of. You could be next.
She wrestles with her emotions, then looks at him tearfully.
It wasn't Holly's fault.
In your earlier evidence, you said that you phoned Sean Hart and then went to meet him at his place of work. You wanted to talk over your parents' recent divorce. Is that correct?
Partly.
Which part?
Well, I did call Sean, but he told me to go to the house. He said Charlotte was out and we could be alone.
Not to talk about your parents?
No.
A tearful Holly looks over at her from the dock.
No, we'd... we'd been seeing each other.
Seeing?
Sarah glares at Sean, who looks grim. Jess struggles to talk.
Sleeping together.
So, you went to the Lee home that evening and had sex with Sean Hart?
Yes. But it wasn't how you make it sound.
How do I make it sound?
Sort of... dirty. It wasn't like that. Sean was different. He was kind and gentle. He called me a special girl.
Holly winces as she listens with her eyes closed.
But it all went wrong. Mrs. Lee came home and we were in the kitchen. You know.
She walked in on you having sex in the kitchen.
Jess nods.
She went mental. Started screaming. Calling him names.
Sean sighs and stares down.
She said she was going to call the police and that Sean would go to prison.
Sean makes for the courtroom door. A large uniformed cop bars his way.
How did he react to that?
He tried to calm her down. But she started hitting him and she was just screaming so loud. And then he punched her.
Sean lowers his eyes. Holly weeps.
He just threw her. And she cracked her head hard. Made horrible sound. She was just lying there. She wasn't moving.
What did Mr. Hart do? Did he call an ambulance?
No. Now he told me to shut up because I was crying. He got this big sheet from his van. He wrapped her up in it. Said it was gonna make it look like she did it herself. That she tried it before, he said. He even used one of Holly's school jumpers to clear up some of the blood.
Why didn't you call the police?
He said if anyone found out, we'd both go to prison.
The jury stare at her solemnly.
That we wouldn't be together. He said if I told anyone, I'd never see him again.
Sean rubs his forehead with a hand.
I couldn't bear that. It wasn't meant to get this far.
She looks at Holly, who's weeping.
It wasn't meant to be Holly.
Holly's face contorts with emotion.
No one would believe she could do that.
Sean eyes Jess angrily. Outside the court, Jake and Kate meet Sam and Ronnie.
Sean Hart's been taken into custody, charged with murder.
Along with Jess Hayes.
Where's Holly?
She's free to go.
She walks away with her dad.
Free. She's lost everything she ever cared about. Her mother did everything she could to protect that child from danger and led it into her own home.
Characters and events in this film are fictitious, and any similarity between them and actual characters or events is entirely coincidental. Audio description by Deluxe.